You've heard of a one-room schoolhouse, but what about a one-garage schoolhouse? In Olympia, a family with 8 children, including 2 foster children, has converted their garage into a classroom. It's a solution born of necessity amid the COVID pandemic. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins recently visited their classroom in the woods and filed this audio postcard.
In rural North Olympia.
Welcome, this is our crew. This is our schoolroom.
Molly Swanson welcomes a visitor to her garage turned classroom.
I call ourselves the Swallowtail Academy of Brilliant Boys.
Yes, they're all boys, grades 1st.
I'm 6 years old and my name's Aaron.
Up to 8th.
I'm 14 years old and my name's Caleb.
Including 2 foster children.
All right, you guys can keep on going.
Not so long ago, this was just any other garage.
Before, it was just a hot mess of junk.
But now it's been transformed into an Instagram-ready classroom. There are IKEA desks and bookshelves, cozy rugs, and curtains to hide the, well, garage stuff. Swanson and her husband Matt decided to convert their garage into a classroom after coming to a realization. Remote learning through their local school district simply wasn't going to work for their family.
We're one family, but our family highlights a lot of the problems that other people have.
For starters, both Molly and Matt work full-time. The size of their family also makes things complicated.
Last year at the end of the year, among all the kids, we had 32 Zoom meetings a week.
All that Zooming revealed another problem many families face, unreliable internet service.
There just wasn't a way for us all to be at the internet at the same time.
There were other issues too. One of their foster kids has an eye condition that makes it hard to use a computer screen. It was a problem last spring when school moved online.
He would end the day with headaches.
Given all of these factors, the Swansons made a decision. Instead of doing remote learning, they would homeschool their own kids, something they've done before, and enroll their foster children in a school district-supported homeschooling program.
You have to adapt.
This is Matt, who's also the principal of Swallowtail Academy.
The more we thought about it, the more we understand that for the kids' education, this is what we got to do, right?
What is that? What's that number right there?
14.
But here's where the Swansons are quick to acknowledge they have advantages that other families don't. They had the extra space to create a classroom. Molly is able to take 12 weeks of paid leave from her job to get things going. Later, she plans to hand off the teaching to their child care provider, who has an education background.
But that's not everybody has that.
At Swallowtail Academy.
Excellent. Yeah, that's a good job.
School started a week early, so Swanson could work out the kinks.
We learned that we need snacks in the morning because everyone was starving by lunchtime.
Is it cookie time?
After language arts, you can have cookies.
On a recent morning, Swanson moved about the classroom.
400, so write that right there.
Helping the younger kids with math and their letters.
Then go all the way up to the top, touch the top, and go all the way back down.
While the middle schoolers worked mostly independently. Sam is one of the Swansons' foster kids. He said so far he's liking this better than regular school.
It's just easier to get our work done because there's more distractions in public school and there's less here.
Across the divider, Caleb, an 8th grader, agreed, but he also said he'd like to be back in school.
If there wasn't this virus thing, I would probably go back just because friends and stuff like that.
Swanson doesn't know how long she'll be running Swallowtail Academy out of her garage, but she acknowledges this will test her patience and fortitude. It already is.
You know, I'm a pretty good parent until 2 p.m., and at 2 p.m., it's like I've run out of my emotional reserves and I become irritable.
That's when she ends the school day and tells the kids to go play outside. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.